Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Accepting insurance without the support of a group practice can be tough, but most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
You want to go to the board?
No, question mark. But yes, I know we need to. I don't feel great about a lot of this. So yes, I'll do it. Do I want to? Not particularly.
It is your contractually obligated, the yes. Board.
Yes, it is. Let's do it. Brought to you by FanDuel. Number 7, Oregon, laying 9.5 as they welcome in number 15, USC. This is a classic Big Ten matchup. 3:30 on CBS. This is a classic Big Ten matchup. 3:30 on CBS, where the SEC belongs, except it's not Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson, and nor is this the Pac-12. I know where you're going to go here, so why don't you start?
Why is the number so big?
I know.
So we texted Saturday or Sunday, I think Sunday, and I just asked you what you thought it would be, and both of us had the spread lower than this. You know, I think we were dancing on either side of a touchdown. This is pushing double digits.
Okay, so where do you start? Because I know you're more pro-Oregon than I am.
I am.
Go ahead.
My big fear is obviously all the numbers I'm going to give you are against light competition. But the numbers really look good for the Ducks. Number one pass efficiency defense in America. That's important when you're facing Maiava and Lemon and the playmakers at USC. The Ducks don't give up sacks, and USC generally has had trouble getting to the quarterback. USC on the road has been run over by Illinois and Notre Dame. The trenches against a common opponent, look at Iowa. Iowa ran all over USC. They struggled to run it against Oregon. Nobody's betting the Ducks. Mike, it's an Oregon play to me, but I know I'm on kind of faulty ground because Who are these numbers coming against?
Well, here's my other question is getting the injury report for some of these players like a Dracorian Moore, et cetera, is like, where do we end up this week in totality with the injuries? I mean, Oregon has been beat to hell and they have a zillion guys questionable, right? So that's a bit of a problem for me is if you're getting a fully loaded Oregon squad, and I think you make a great point in here is why did this total jump up damn near 5 points?
Dude, I think it suggests they're going to get more back, Dak Moore, Dakorian Moore. They already got Sadiq back last week against Minnesota. He had a big day. They got an extra day to prepare. The number was 55.5. Now it's damn near 60, and no one's betting the over, which means it's either crazy reverse line movement or good injury news getting playmakers on the field for Oregon. Either way, I like the over.
Look, the flip side. Yeah, and again, if you like the over, see, now we're going to do the correlated shit where you do like Oregon and you like the over. Look, with USC, here's what I'm willing to do. And it's more than just having fun. Like, look, I went head-to-head Lions and Eagles with you. Partially, I love our head-to-head bit. And I was worried about the Lions. I was. But it wasn't this, like, Thor hammer of, no, I guarantee. No. This one, I want to put to the test Lincoln Riley and what they've done as a program. I look back how they pounded the rock against Michigan. King Miller's been a revelation. You have the experienced quarterback. And when I've looked at Oregon, we've talked about this for how many weeks? Oregon doesn't distance from opponents. Now, don't sell me, not you. I'm saying people. Don't sell me Oklahoma State. Are you kidding me? You beat Estelle Getty to death with a bat. Congratulations. She didn't get up. Her skull is caved in. So for me, you're flipping me the 9.5, but see, I'm with you. This number is like so egregious. I'm like, oh shit, I'm walking into this and it's going to be 42-21 Oregon.
Yeah, I think I told you 6.5 is where I thought they'd place the line. And then I check and it's 10.5. We're getting it 9.5 today, time of taping. It's telling to me, and I'm going to listen. No one's betting Oregon either, by the way. This is like 30% of tickets, so I'll take the Ducks.
Am I wrong to say I would like to hunt a better number live?
No, I think you're valid. Like, this is at Autzen. There's a chance that Oregon gets a lead, and you're catching big points for a quarterback that can come back. And to your right, point, if Oregon doesn't pull away, yeah.
Is it acceptable if I here and now just tell you I need to get 11.5 or more? Hashtag college kickers and 2-point conversions. I feel like an early drive by Oregon could send this thing to 11.5. Much less a touchdown.
Yeah.
So can we do that on the level? Is that acceptable to you? You have the pulse of the people. I want to make sure.
Man, it's our podcast. You can do whatever you want.
No. But we don't do off-brand shit. Like, we'll be honest.
We do tell people strategically and specifically and only once or twice in a given week.
I'm going to hunt for a better number. I want to hunt a better number. I think I'll get it. And if I don't, well, then I fucked myself out of a win.
News. You might get it before kickoff.
Jim, I got the Trojans plus 16.5.
I don't know, man. This is a weird line. Anyway.
Well, and again, I think it's favoring you. But I you know what it is, Jim? You have to have fun doing this. I want to have fun doing this with you is that I know what I've watched all year with Oregon. And I think I know what I know about USC. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Are we sure? Are you sure about that? Like, Oregon's going to drop a bomb here when they haven't been able to distance from anybody?
One more alternative theory here, okay? Because you're making this a lot about, I don't think Oregon's that good. What if this line is telling you that USC just isn't that good?
Yeah. No, you're
listening. Know, like, that's the other thing, right? To be careful, right? Their big win this year is probably Michigan, who we don't think is very good, or Iowa, who's incredibly limited. They lost by double digits to Notre Dame, and they lost to unranked Illinois.
Yeah, that Illinois loss looks grosser the more we go from it. All right, look, I'm going to get I'll get a good number live, or it's a no play. So 11.5 or better live, USC. You're going to take the Duckies 9.5, and you have every right to, south side of 10. And we'll go head-to-head on it. We'll have some fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.